feeling well, so I was a bit reluctant to call. When did you come to Lakewood?
When I was 18 years old.
Well, when was that?
You'll figure it out.
I don't know your age.
I'm almost 71.
Okay, oh, very good. Okay, so that was about in the 50s sometimes.
Yes.
Where'd you come from?
A different yeshiva.
Which one? You don't want to tell me?
That's right.
Uh-huh. A different yeshiva. Okay. That's very interesting by itself. Okay, so you came here 18 years old. Why were you attracted to come here? What was the attraction?
I guess I wanted to learn Torah.
But why here, Dafke?
The best place to learn is Lakewood.
And what was your first encounter with the Rosh Yeshiva?
When he gave me a prenna.
What was that like?
What
do you remember
it? Was like?
I mean, what was your feelings when he gave you the... do you remember what you felt like when he gave you the Bechina?
Nervous.
Nervous. Uh-huh. And how did it come out? I guess it came out good.
I guess so.
Yeah, so then, what was the routine in the yeshiva then?
The routine.
Where did it stay there?
9 to 2, 9 to 2, 2:15 to 2.
Yeah.
And they got milk, huh?
Yeah.
And then they went to eat lunch.
Uh-huh. Now, who were you associated with at that time? What people in the yeshiva?
Well, I was associated with Michael Lusa.
Who was that?
I went with Yehuda Jacobs for 10 years.
Yehuda Jacobs, okay, very good. Okay, now, what other impressions that you had of the Rosh Yeshiva that you could recollections?
Very scary.
All the time?
Yes.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
So it was just scary?
It was utter gadol.
I mean, it wasn't, I mean, it just felt that way all the time. It was constant.
That's right.
Constant awe.
Everybody.
Uh-huh. Any specific incidents that could point it out?
What do you mean, any specific?
I mean, things that happened, mysis, like they say. That you remember distinct mysis.
I saved a sheep for 2 dogs.
What was the story?
I don't want to go into that now.
Any other things like that? Any other things that are worth saying over?
Look, if you didn't fear the yeshiva.
If you didn't what?
If you didn't have fear for the yeshiva,
yeah.
You turned out a bum.
You turned out a bum?
That's right.
Uh-huh. I mean, everybody, I mean, there were people who didn't, you're saying?
That's right.
So they turned out no good?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you said the fear was natural. It was not something that you had to be told, you got to be afraid of him.
No.
It was mamela that way.
Yeah.
So, is there any other thing you could relate if you had to delve into him on what certain things that were very characteristic?
I am bad.
Huh?
Daddy.
Can't hear. What'd you say?
The mafia leader, Baruchai, he should die in bed.
Oh, what happened there?
You helped him take out some Jews from Italy.
What happened? What was the mafia?
There was a mafia leader who tried to take out some Jews from Africa.
From Africa?
From Italy.
From Italy, yeah.
During the war.
Yeah. Where'd you hear this story from?
I found it out somehow.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he went to Hashiva and asked for a bracha.
He asked for Hashiva bracha, so what was the bracha?
I just told you.
Huh?
He asked for the bracha, he said, die in bed.
Die in bed, yeah. And that's the end of the Maisa.
That's all, he died in bed, but he was the bracha.
That was the whole Maisa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't know any sequel to that, Maisa.
No, he's the only mafia leader that died in bed.
It's true.
Yeah,
and Yitzchak died in bed. No, the old rest got shot. Any other things happened that you remember?
No.
With Russia, that happened while you were here.
First of all, he cursed the Kennedys.
He cursed the Kennedys. Why?
They were being anti-Semitic.
The South Lake anti-Semitic of the world.
No, these are bad people.
Uh-huh.
The father. He told Hitler to do what he wanted with the Jews. You butt out. That's what his ambassador to England.
So you want to say that's why all the Kennedys got them? He's a missionary.
Besides.
So you didn't hear this either. You heard this over, right?
Probably, yeah. 16 died in bed so far.
Huh?
16 died in bed because of the yeshiva.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah. So it's above us, the miser.
Yeah. Everybody knows this.
Uh-huh. Okay, give me more. So you'll say more.
What?
Let me hear more.
More what?
More stories like this. I want more things that you saw yourself. That you were involved personally. Mr. Bigazakh, the Mises.
What?
Mr. Bigazakh, what you yourself saw.
I told you.
You were talking about a dog.
I say the yeshiva from two dogs.
Why is that important to know? Why is that significant?
Because I did it myself.
How'd you do it?
Too complicated to say.
So give me something that you could say.
I was going to eat, carry breakfast for a guy who was sick.
Yeah.
And the mayor of high school was there.
Yeah.
And while I was running, I turned my back and I see a big dog jumping on the yeshiva.
Jumping on the yeshiva?
What?
Wow. Yeah.
I bent down.
So what'd you do?
And I whistled.
You whistled?
And the dog came on after me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's it?
That's it.
Well, any other things that you can say over?
Yeah, he slept in my bed some close time.
In your bed?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? He slept in my bed some close time.
Uh-huh.
And I gave him I took a half a glass of beer.
Yeah.
And he said, Samach to be.
Samach to be, yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because even though there's no Tamil for no Choshev Ve'akovim Hoy.
What?
There's no reason for it, because there's no Choshev Ve'akovim.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Oh, you mean because of Gilui?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He said, the Rabbanim make 100 times of Takona why they make it.
So you don't know why?
What?
You don't know what the real reasons or all the reasons.
That's why he said close the beer.
Uh-huh. So it was Machbet on
Mayim Megulim.
Mayim Megulim, huh? That's something worthwhile knowing.
What?
I mean, that's a significant thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because he left the bottle open.
No, he told me to close it.
I know, because he was Machbet, it shouldn't be open.
Right.
Uh-huh. What was the mice there with somebody was making trouble? Some neighbor, you remember that mice?
Yeah.
Well, what was that?
There's a few mice there.
Yeah.
One was on Shabbos.
Yeah. What was he doing?
He was mowing the lawn this year.
Yeah. Was he Yid?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Color Shabbos.
Yeah. So what happened?
So he told us to close the windows.
Uh-huh.
It was hot.
Right.
So we had to close the windows.
Okay. That's all?
Yeah, there's more involved than that, but that's the eco what happened.
Well, what was more involved?
What?
What was the more involved?
You had to go out and tell them not to do it. They didn't want to listen.
So what'd you do?
What could we do?
You did something.
Huh?
Nothing was done.
Nothing was done, no.
So why is that a significant miser?
Yes, it's a miser, so I'm telling you miser.
Yeah, but there must have been more to it than just that. He closed the window, opened the window.
No, that's all it was about.
So that's all that happened.
Yeah.
Any other mice?
I have to hang.
Huh?
I have to hang up. So
okay, thank you. These are the recollections of Rabbi Zundel Berman and the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Zatzal. When did you first come to Lakewood?
Well, you wanted to interview me?
Yeah.
I'd have to put together all this stories, whatever I have, and see if it's with the printed or not.
I'm not interested in printing yet. But I'm just interested in getting the conversations, because I think, have I like 50, 60 of these already? And each person adds another dimension.
Who's that? Who are the ones who gave it to you? I'd have to put my mind to work. I can do it on the phone now.
You can't do it?
Nah.
When's a better time?
It'll take me a little time to put everything in my mind the way it was, you know.
You don't have to be 100%. It could be 50%.
No, I mean, the whole,